This is the BBC.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the best reaction to the general election. You're here today. Also, innuendo bingo with Pixie Lott and Anton Powers. So wet, this one, that Chris said it would have been just easier if he'd wet himself. It would have been less wet. And a dating story that involves a trip to America and a taxi driver. You don't want to miss this. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. At 1:45 today, innuendo bingo, and that's with Pixie Lott and Anton Powers.
Banton Powers.
Which we are now calling him, because he's got bans for days, bruv. Anton Powers and Pixie Lott on innuendo bingo at 1:45. Let's get wet.
Yeah, last time she was here, she got soaked.
Yeah.
Really soaked.
Really.
In fact, that innuendo bingo with Pixie Lott, I think it's had something ridiculous views-wise on YouTube.
She's very popular.
About half a million views, that one. Whoa. It's interesting which ones get all the views.
Yeah.
But the particularly wet ones seem to do well.
Right, so Pixie and Anton, 1:45. It happens to all of us. You see a video that makes you laugh so much, you just watch it again and again and again. How much have I just watched this video in the studio?
Yeah, in the space of about 5 or 10 minutes, it's been on a lot of times. And I think it's already our phrase of the week.
I am obsessed with Brenda from Bristol, who was stopped by a TV crew in the street earlier and told her about the election that Theresa May announced earlier today. Check Brenda out.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Oh, I love you, Brenda.
Why does she need to do it?
Too much politics going on at the moment.
Another one.
Another one.
Not another one.
She's the best.
It's my new absolute favourite.
Another one.
Yes, Brenda. Sometimes someone like Brenda comes along, it's TV gold, and you don't even know it's going to happen that day. She basically is Bristol's answer to DJ Khaled.
Another one.
There's too much politics going on at the moment.
Yeah. I'll do it again.
Another one.
Another one?
Yep, got there on the end.
Another one!
This is BBC Radio 1. I've just put the video on my social of Brenda. Enjoy at your leisure.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, go on, let me play it one more time.
Go on, another
one? Just one more. One more Brenda from Bristol, please.
One more.
You're joking. Not another one?
The best.
Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Why does she need to do it?
Had this idea about calling a snap election here. Don't know if you're keen. So what it is we... Another one! But what we do is we let the listeners decide who's going to be on where on the Radio 1 schedule.
Oh, I'm not sure I like this.
Quick snap election, right? Let the people decide.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And where do you think we'll be placed?
I just thought maybe for the summer we could do it. Well, that's the risk. We'd all have to campaign. That's right. The wonderful thing about it. There'd be full-on campaigning.
Right.
Election speeches, stuff. We were talking about it in the office earlier.
Where would you like to be? Because I'm quite happy where I am.
I'm happy where I am.
Right.
But I think we need to let the people decide whether we should be here or not.
Okay.
Snap election.
I'm not sure I'm keen, no.
No?
No.
What's wrong?
No.
Another one?
I'm not keen. Also, obviously that was just Brenda from Bristol got stopped on the street there and got told about the election. It's a long shot, this, but if anyone knows Brenda from Bristol, please could you get in touch with me, because I would love to
speak
to her.
We need her.
So, I don't know, maybe she's your gran or something. I mean, it's niche.
Isn't
it's
it?
Niche, it's a long shot. But if you do know Brenda from Bristol, maybe you're with her now. Get in touch.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Grimmy, he's got us on in the cab at the moment. We literally pressed play on that song just as he put Radio 1 on in the cab. Hi. Welcome back. Okay, innuendo bingo is coming up with
Banton Powers.
And Pixie Lott at 1:45 this afternoon.
Three-way. We're going to make it a wet one.
It's not been on, you know, bingo for a while now, so you should feel kind of like energised, recharged, if you will.
Oh, mate, it sort of builds up a little bit.
Yeah.
The first one will be messy.
Yeah. So 1:45 today, and actually so many new clips from you lot as well, so thank you very much for sending these in. If you ever see anything on TV, you're like, that would be good for innuendo bingo. Remember to send them in, because we can't make this without you. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just tell us what the show was and rough kind of time it was on and what they said, and we will find it. My Twitter's gone off about Brenda.
Mm.
If you are with Brenda, the Down End Destroyer at the moment, if you could please text us.
There's a few people laying claim to her.
There's loads of people saying they're with her now. You're not, though, are you?
Someone's put, I know a Brenda from Bristol.
Yeah, but it's
but
not
I think
the
it's
one.
Another one.
That's, I get it. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Another,
another one.
Another one. Stephanie says, it's amazing. I can't cope. literally cannot stop laughing at Brenda's reaction. You've made my day. It's very popular.
We can use it so often for so many different things.
Also, the guy that talks to Brenda, a guy called John, is actually a journalist, I think, from the BBC. So he's getting an email really soon.
Not another one.
Scott Mills.
Here are Anton Powers and Pixie Lott. Hello.
Yay. How are you?
Welcome. Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you.
Good, good.
You too, eh? Travelling around the country with your new song.
Yeah, loving life.
How are you living both getting on? Are you getting on well together?
Terribly. Yeah.
Do you know what? It's frightening, really, because I thought, do you know what, to be fair, I thought, you know, Pixie's a little pop princess. She's
thought she'd be right diva.
Yeah, I thought she'd be right diva. Do you know what? She has she's an absolute dream.
To be honest, I've got to be honest with you, Anton, I felt the same when I did Strictly with her, but she's really nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think that before. So the video was shot in LA. How does that work? Do you go, I want to go to LA to get to the video. Thanks.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Pretty much.
That's awesome. That's why everyone goes there, right? I mean, it obviously looks pretty and everything, but it's good because you can get to go to LA.
Exactly. I mean, it does always work in music videos, I think, but when we first knew we were making the video, the only thing I could think of, first of all, was let's do it in LA.
LA. Basically, all her mates live in LA as well. She was out every night partying. So.
Right.
Oh, how did you know?
Now, I've known Anton for a few years now, and what I was disappointed in the music video is that you don't really dance that much in it.
I don't do much dancing. I'm a bit of a dodgy dancer. As a normal club DJ, we don't really do dancing.
Yeah. It's just hands in the air, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is what I thought you did particularly well at the Voice final, actually. Because did you see their performance on the Voice final? So you know how sometimes when you watch DJs on TV, it can look really awkward? Because ultimately they're just playing the song and then they've got to look busy. Right?
Not with Powers.
He was drumming along.
I know.
Electronic drum pads as well. So.
And that's why we call you Banton Powers.
Banton Powers. Banton boom, boom. Powers.
He's got bants for days.
It's better than Austin.
now, you right, Pixie, you last played in Inhida Bingo. It was 3 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. I couldn't believe how soaked I got.
Pretty wet, wasn't it?
Absolutely mental. You just go for it.
Yeah, but you did the same.
No, but you make it seem as if you're going to be all gentle and in the first one you just went in.
Well, you're a pro now.
Oh, no. I'm
it's
scared.
It's going to be fine. Don't be scared. You've done it before. Anton, it does get wet and cold. Please don't swear. we're going to play Baby, which is Anton Powers and Pixie's new track, and then we will get into Innuendo Bingo. Do you know the last one you did was one of my most popular videos of all time.
No way.
Most popular Inhida Bingos, yeah.
Oh my god, that's because you got me so wet.
That's right.
Crazy.
All right, so let's do it again next.
Hope for that again.
Scott Mills.
How was it going round to Mrs. Brown's to do that?
Oh my god, how fun was that?
Was it fun?
Random as anything, wasn't it?
They are honestly the best. Well, you know Jenny and Brendan. They are the loveliest people ever, and their whole family is obviously on the whole show. So when you go there, they make you feel like you're part of the family. Yeah. We were part of the family,
oh,
weren't
God.
We, Anton?
Well, I grew up in an Irish household anyway, so it's very similar to what was going on when I was a child. So I actually love the programme. So to be on it was absolutely surreal.
We had
really,
the best time.
Yeah. When we, on our Strictly year, which we don't want to keep talking about because we're Strictly
oh,
friends.
Oh, Strictly friends.
Strictly friends.
But ours was the best year.
Oh, 100%.
But then everyone says that. But isn't it weird when you're talking to Brendan, Mrs. Brown, when he's just being Brendan? Because it's like, you are Mrs. Brown. It's just really weird.
It's so funny. They're just completely different. And we went to visit them in Florida, around their house. Me and my brother and my sister, yeah, we were in Florida, and they live out there. And he was just making us laugh the whole time. He's so hilarious.
Wasn't Ross Kemp on that one as well?
Yeah.
He was dancing
along.
He was dancing to the
tune. He was properly joining in. It was so good.
Ross Kemp, dancing.
I know, which is mad, because have you seen his programme, Ross Kemp Extreme World, where he's like in the most dangerous situations ever, and he's like the hardest man ever, and then he was at Mrs. Brown's dancing.
Baby, that's just, so good. No, that's, I want to see a video of that immediately. Okay, let's play the game.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Pixie Lott and Banton Powers are here playing Innuendo Bingo. We've got a video coming for you later on as well, which you're going to love. Pixie, why are you so scared?
The music is just building
it's
the tension.
Scary, isn't it? Yeah.
So much.
Do you feel like you're on like some kind of log flume at Alton Towers?
That's exactly it.
Okay.
The trousers look a bit more sort of wiped down. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
They'll be easy to get the water.
Wipe on, wipe off.
Well, yeah, I learnt from last time, so I'm in all black. Yeah, I've got wipe off trousers. It's all good.
Right, come on, let's
okay, here we go.
This. Let's have fun.
Right, so first on Inyard Bingo, we are going to Channel 4. Now, Kevin MacLeod has been presenting Grand Designs for years. In fact, presenting it for so long, you probably would have think Kevin would have seen it all. Until this happened.
Up in the forest, we're confronted by something astonishing. A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
Oh, my word.
Oh, OK.
Hello, Kevin MacLeod.
The first one's not normally as big as that.
Banton with the spray there. Mm-hmm.
A gentleman with the biggest pair of bullocks I've ever seen.
This is going to be a good one. Okay. OK, next one. Now we're going over to The Fugitive on BBC One. A TV show that follows the police as they track down wanted criminals. Now, the last time I checked, this practice wasn't illegal, but I would not advise doing it at all in a police station.
District Agent Ferry Den Edel was at his desk.
I was in the police station when I was visited.
We all misheard. We misheard it. District Agent Ferry Den Edel was saying he was in the police station when he was visited.
So that's, it's like a shower.
That's definitely...
Your mouth is like a missile. Yeah.
I was in the police station when I was visited.
Visited, yeah. OK.
I don't think it is visited.
I think it is. Wet yourself,
it is. Chris. Chris, you made a mess of yourself. Right. You wore the right trousers today, Lot.
I did.
OK. OK, here we go. Inside Out Northwest next on BBC One. And we join a very impressed Simon O'Brien. I mean, if I walked through one of these as big as this, I think I'd be very impressed.
Wow. This is extraordinary.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you just walked through is called the gash.
Oh, wow, this is great.
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
You got a good shot there, didn't
you? You definitely combined a lot of spit.
So Simon was being shown around the Williamson Tunnels in Liverpool, and I've since learned that the narrow entrances to the tunnels are called a gash. So there we are.
There we go.
What you just walked through is called the gash.
Yep. I'm wet right through.
You really are. This never normally happens where he's wet right through.
That's bad.
She's getting revenge for last time.
Oh, he's definitely wet himself there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going for it this time. Last
really
time
are.
I was trying to be polite.
You can go over each other as well. It doesn't just have to be.
No, we're just going through. We're on the same team, aren't we, Anthony?
Thanks to Joanne for sending that last clip in. Remember, if you spot an innuendo on the TV or radio, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us kind of rough time it was on. Thanks. Okay, now we're going to BBC Radio 4, and it's Front Row. If you've not heard it before, Front Row is an arts and culture programme. Not really my thing, or at least I thought it wasn't.
Oh, so it was pretty good.
Happy birthday there, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so how do you make me sound really good?
Well, I think what we should do is you could blow,
yeah,
and I could do the fingering.
It got me. Start got me bad.
One for powers.
Oh, missile mouth.
Yeah. Teaching someone how to play the saxophone there on Front Row.
Well, I think what we should do is you could blow,
yeah,
and I could do the fingering.
Okay, next it's... Oh, Chris, you look so uncomfortable right now.
It is uncomfortable. I'm sort of marinating.
See? Wetter than you think.
Oh, it is wetter than
water, please.
Wetter is better.
Powers by name, powers by nature.
That's you.
Power mouth.
That one.
Here we go. Now we're going over to BBC One for Mary Berry Every Day.
Mm.
Now we're joining Mesbez as she's preparing a religious themed cake for the Easter weekend. And after hearing what he would do if he got near it, to be honest, no wonder Judas isn't allowed anywhere near the cake.
Pixie laugh.
Okay. All right, here we go. Water. Okay. Naughty Judas.
Okay. I'm now going to roll out the balls that are part of the decoration. There is something symbolic about this cake. There are 12 disciples. Judas was the traitor, so he doesn't come on the cake.
Oh, my word!
Mary, Mary.
Great.
Wow.
What the hell, man?
Oh, wow. This is the wettest.
Holy, oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Gogglebox now.
Shivering.
And you get to see what happens in people's living rooms behind closed doors.
That was next level,
yeah, it was.
My contact lenses are going to pop out.
Oh, the makeup's run.
Because the makeup's all fine. All fine.
Flawless.
I woke up like this.
Okay, Leon and June now on Gogglebox. Obviously, I didn't realise the cameras were still on during this.
I'm now going...
No, that's Mary Berry. During this.
Right, it's your turn. Just pop it in there.
Go on, then.
Come round here. Just pop it in. Hold it and pop it in.
Mm. Don't know what's going on, but we'll continue.
No, you don't touch that.
You just touched it.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to reverse it. Right, now put that one in. You've got to put it in straight. That's what I was trying to tell you. Right.
I learned that a long time ago.
Like that.
I've got to put it
both
in.
Both hands. Hold it with both hands, because you're so useless.
Oh, wow. Okay, one more.
One more, guys.
One more, we can all get dry.
Let's do this. Oh, let's get this done.
Oh, my God.
Chris Stark's Rufus. It's not just me, mate. You've both had a go over me.
And finally, over to BBC Five Live, and it's Brighton and Hove Albion versus Wigan Athletic. Now, if this is how the players celebrated when they got into the Championship, just imagine what they're going to get up to now they've been promoted to the Premier League.
Get one more, the party will begin. And believe me, I was there when they got promoted from League One and ended up face down in a bush on Brighton seafront.
And that was Inyo Nabingo. Oh, okay. Now, now Anton has just poured water over Chris's head. Okay, it's getting out of hand. Thank you, Anton. Thank you, Pixie.
Thank you.
That was ridiculous.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we've got a dating story like no other. If it's to be believed, 3:10 this afternoon from one of our listeners who's got in touch. It is bonkers.
I've missed some of our afternoon stories as well from listeners. It's good to be back at this time, isn't it?
It is. Anything you want to tell us, anything you want to send in, I love your stories. I live for your stories. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Someone's done just that. Ridiculous dating story coming in an hour from now. Do not miss. Okay, Ed Sheeran's Galway Girl is coming up. First off, I want to introduce you to my new Tune of the Week. Tune of the Week, meet my listener. That's weird. Becky Hill. You know we love Becky Hill, right? She's from Bewdley in Worcestershire, 23 years old.
Do the voice again.
Bewdley.
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 Bewdley. Bewdley. No. Again.
Bewdley.
Yeah, excellent. So she appeared on the first series of The Voice. I kind of forgot about that, and she's been on loads of amazing tunes like Gecko, Overdrive. I suppose that's where it all started. See what you think of Becky Hill's new track. It's called Rude Love. So excited to say she's also joining us for Innuendo Bingo on Thursday. That is going to be
about
epic. About time, Hill.
Scott Mills.
Please, can I play Brenda from Bristol again? Please, Chris. It's been about an hour since I played her. I just want to see it again and hear her again. This is Brenda from Bristol. On being told that there's a snap election just announced today. They stopped her on the street in Bristol and this happened.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Why does she need to do it?
Another one?
Another one?
Again, Chris. I'm really trying to brush up your accents right now. It's kind of like my goal in life for this year.
Another one.
Another one.
That actually wasn't too bad. Do it again.
One more, right?
Yeah.
Another one.
Another one.
No, the first one was a fluke.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Let's do a new week of this.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so this man has just called us on 03700 100 100 and got through. Chris, it's our old hairdresser that we used to share. That sounds wrong.
That's a weird way to put it. Actually, you got him onto him.
Right.
because you were trying to make me look better.
So about a year ago, me and Chris, well, I met him first. His name's Chris, or we call him Christoph.
Just to confuse things.
And yeah, just to confuse another Chris into the mix. And he worked at well, the nearest hairdresser to Radio 1. So I went in, I was like, you need to go and see Chris, he's good. And now he's called up for bangers. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I've not spoken to you for ages.
Yeah, we don't see you much anymore, so this is awkward.
It's not that awkward. Well, you did leave us at the end of the day.
I know, sorry. I kind of had to.
Yeah, I know. But thanks for... Good to speak to you again. We miss your hands.
Sorry. We'll arrange it so I can cut your hair again.
Okay, that would be good.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because you obviously know all of our secrets and everything that we've told you in confidence. And
then, please don't say those.
And then you go away and, yeah, we have no control of that anymore.
No.
Well, it's like a secrets act, isn't it? I can't say anything that... Clients disgusted me.
Well, that's why I made you sign that piece of paper that time.
They should make hairdressers sign a piece of paper, shouldn't they?
Because they know everything.
Because it's one thing if you move on, you deserve to have your secrets told. But if they move on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't worry. No, I won't divulge anything. I shouldn't.
Got to say, we do miss you, though, because you are a superb hairdresser.
Oh, I miss you guys, too.
Yeah. Well, come and see us soon.
Yes, definitely.
This is weird. Okay, right, here's what I've got for you today, Chris. Ah, here we go. Your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Breach, Jack. Let's check. I want
your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. I feel like I'm in a club that's too cool for me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of cool people around. We're the ones in the corner. Oh, they've got much better trainers than us.
No, it's a good song. It's a good banger, this one.
Okay.
All right, Christoph, you can have that, or you can have my banging in, which is this. This is a tune. This is the high contrast remix of Adele, Hometown Glory.
Good choice.
Yeah, yes. This could be an amazing Tuesday afternoon moment.
Chris, you do know that we see other people now, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we tell them that they're the best.
But no, we don't. But also, can I just say, it's not at the same place.
It's not?
No.
Good.
We're loyal to you. Loyal to you. Okay.
Thank you.
What would you like to choose, please?
Oh, it's a tough one. Really tough one. Yeah. As you said, the first one kind of reminds you of being in a club, as you said, sitting in a corner, because that's probably where I'd be, or at the bar. Yeah. Chris, it's a good shout, but...
No, don't do it, Chris. Mate, I'd really think this one through, because that's honestly a massive song.
Yeah, all right.
His
choice.
I'm going to go with Scott.
Yes! I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Come on, let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Come on, let's check. Check, 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 check. You've been jacked.
I have. That was an absolute robbery. Gary in Cardiff. We need to reform the... reassemble the National Guard for that one. That was an unbelievable robbery there.
Yeah, the gendarmerie have been called.
Yeah. Gendarmerie.
Oh, here they are. They're here. They're quick. So, yeah, he did just turn down the Hometown Glory mix there.
Even you must think that is a crazy decision.
I do a bit, but outrage or not, that means I am in the lead.
Look at the
start
amount of
the
messages
week.
Coming in.
Yeah, there is quite a lot. And loads of, obviously, I hope he cuts hair, but then he chooses bangers, etc. Scott Mills. What? Okay, Lucy's on the phone. What have you got for us, Lucy?
I've got a bit of a dating story.
Yes, I love these. The last proper one of these that we did was a girl called Well Sarah, who everyone was talking about. I'm getting so in meshes about it. Do you remember, she was the girl who met a guy called Paddy while watching the rugby. He was over from Ireland, and they had special cuddles, and she agreed to fly to Ireland to go and see him.
Yeah.
Now, I've got some news on this, actually, while we're at it. Do you remember Welsh Sarah was saying that Paddy didn't know that she was saying all that on the radio?
Mm.
The reason we've not had an update for a while is because Paddy found out that it was going on the radio and was not keen at all.
Okay, so so we've been asked to back off a little bit just for the time being.
Yep, so that's why the story ended where it did. But, you know me, I would have got an update by now, but Paddy, not so keen
but
at
mate,
being on
what,
the radio.
What I would say is don't... If you are listening right now and you are in the middle of some kind of dating story you think we should know about or would like to know about, don't let that put you off. Rare exception to the rule, probably, that we've been asked to back away.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen much. It hasn't happened before. Okay, Lucy, what's your one then?
Okay, so I went away for a works week to Utah.
Ah, Utah in America.
Whoa. Yeah. Someone's doing well.
Really far.
Did you notice? Everyone has got amazing teeth there.
Really white teeth.
Anyway, you're in Utah. What do you do for a job?
I work for a bridal dress company.
So what were you doing there?
We were seeing the new collection of gowns.
Okay, cool.
So we went out on the second night I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I got picked up by an Uber taxi.
Yeah.
And love at first sight, really. Just hit it off massively.
What?
You fell in love with your Uber driver.
Yes.
You can't fall in love with him. How long are you in the car for? 10 minutes?
About 10 minutes.
I see. I hear these things happening. I don't believe this to be true. What do you mean?
So I got in the car. I saw his little picture that came up and I was like, God, he's really good looking.
Oh, the little picture that comes up, it says his registration and a little picture of him.
Yeah.
And obviously you already knew his name.
I did, yeah. Mm. Uber will.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Uber is not a dating app. It's not that you're meant to select your taxi driver based on the pictures. You're not one of those that sort of accepts cars and then rejects them based on the picture.
Yeah, just cancel it. No, he was definitely lovely looking.
I just don't believe this. I mean, I got one earlier. I didn't fall in love with Mahmood.
Well, he seemed really nice. And he was trying to find us a bar as well. We got in the taxi and asked him to take us to a bar.
Okay.
I asked him if he wanted to join us for a drink.
What? That's
insane.
What must he have been thinking?
I think I was jet lagged and I had a few cocktails.
Okay.
So he was working, so I just did the whole, oh, well, let me just take your number then. So I took his number and then just texted him all night.
But he didn't join you for a drink?
He didn't, no. He came out the next night with us.
He's definitely an Uber driver, right? Not a fake taxi, sort of.
No, not a fake taxi. I know what that is.
Oh, right, yeah.
So how many hours do you think you've spent with... Is it Will?
Will, yeah.
Okay, how many hours do you think you spent with him?
Probably about 12, if that.
And after the 12 hours, what would you rate him? 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars?
I did rate him 5 stars, but I should have revoked it because he hit a curb.
I like it when they ask you. He hit a curb?
What does that mean?
Yeah, he did. It was a terrible Uber driver.
Oh,
but a freak in the bed. Oh, no,
I don't know what we're rating at the moment. I think we're all having different conversations.
Yeah,
five stars all round.
5 in the car and a 4 in the bed.
I like it. Why does this story blow Welsh Sarah's out of the water then? Why is that?
So after I got home, he booked me a flight to go back out, and I'm going out next Saturday for 10 days.
Oh, so you're going all the way back to Utah to see the yep. Uber driver that you had relations with?
Yes.
He booked you a flight?
He did, yeah.
What, there and then?
Pretty much like a week after I got back.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I think I'm in love with Uber Will. How spontaneous.
I'm taking it Uber Will pick you up from the airport as well.
I hope so.
This couldn't be better.
He won't charge me this time.
Well, yeah, awkward, because it's going to go straight to your phone. Will you use the app, or will you just call him direct? Yeah.
No, I think this time he'll just pick me up direct.
Okay.
He's going to surge your price. I can tell. Reclaim some of it back.
Oh, this is brilliant.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's quite scary.
10 days is a long time.
We're going to Vegas as well for 4 days.
Of course you are.
Of course we are.
Would you be down for a Vegas wedding?
Probably. Depends how much I've had to drink.
Not Elvis, though, please. Can I request that?
Okay.
Lucy, make sure you keep me updated, please, all right?
I will do, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear how this pans out with Lucy and Uber Will.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Greg James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
It's been weeks.
It has been a long, long time.
Weeks since I've seen you. Good to be back on in the afternoon. I mean, I'm very much enjoying it.
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of daylight, isn't it?
We were floating with the idea of a snap election here, which would involve the listeners deciding who kind of goes where on the Radio 1 schedule.
What time of day?
What time of day? And then when it's settled by a popular vote, it stays like that for 4 years.
No, but then by my luck, I'll get the coveted 2 till 4 show, AM.
I think it's not a bad idea, you know. Let the people decide who, like, you know, who's on, when we're on.
Yeah. And then if they make a mistake, well, tough.
Let's do a quick straw poll. Who would you like wear? 8 11 99
It's a quick snap election here. Or just try it for the summer, maybe. Let's
try
do 6 weeks.
Try out on text first before we commit to it, though, just in case.
A little job
might
swap.
Might not go well for any of us.
Well, that's neither here nor there. We'll do our hardest campaigning that we can each. People, every show has to do it.
Yeah, but people like routine. People don't like change. Maybe they do.
So let's all just stay where we are, please.
Another one?
Yeah, another one? There's another election?
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Absolute TV gold there from Brenda in Bristol. It was on BBC News earlier.
The phrase, too much politics going on, is crazy.
Not another one?
Just too much politics going on right now. So.
Too much politics going on at the moment.
Too much really important politics. When's Broadchurch back? That's what I want to know.
I love her. We've been trying to find her today, but no success as yet. If you know Brenda, maybe you're with her now. 8 11 99 Oh, we won't get them now because people are texting in about the snap election at Radio 1. Here's today's real or no real.
The royal family have their own unique special edition of Monopoly, which uses real money and precious stones as the playing pieces.
Okay.
Don't you mean they just use they just use London? They just go and buy bits and sell bits and put hotels up. And
so they don't use that money that us paupers use. They use proper actual money there. With it's like, look, it's my face over the Queen.
Buckingham Palace, though. Well, no, her face isn't on the Monopoly. Oh no, of course, yeah, because it's the real cash. Yeah. I see what you're saying. The Monopoly doesn't. You can't buy Buckingham Palace, can you?
No.
Why? Wonder why they didn't do that then. On the Monopoly board.
Well, you don't want to put hotels up on it, do you? Mm.
True.
Many votes coming in for Mr. Jam to take this spot until 4.
Who else we got?
Should do a Twitter poll.
Rory. Rory's text out, Alice on all day.
Yeah. This is insane.
Great, isn't it? It really shows you what people think.
Quick snap election.
Let the people decide. It always works out.
Matt says, you, Scott, on the breeze. Thanks very much.
Well, they've changed stations for you.
Yeah.
Someone's moved you off.
I'm not actually on.
You're out the cabinet. You're going local.
I'm on the breeze. I'm on the breeze. I'm now your local MP. It's all right. I can see my mum more. Anyway, so the royal family have their own unique special edition of Monopoly, which uses real money and precious stones as playing pieces.
Oh. I mean, I really don't care about this now. I want to hear about the snap election. So radio,
isn't it? You can't just have precious stones. You need like one precious stone. Then it's different things, isn't it? It's like a dog, a top hat, a wheelbarrow. So it needs to be different things. So it needs to be like a crown, a precious stone. Do you know what I mean? And also, they'd have to be really tiny pieces. So I don't think this is real. I'm going to go no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Made up. The royal family aren't allowed to play Monopoly.
Why?
Prince Andrew revealed several years ago that Monopoly is banned in royal households because games get too vicious and such behaviour is unbecoming from a royal. So I don't know what board games they play at Christmas. What do you think?
Hey, did anyone... Maybe it's that Cards Against Humanity. I quite like...
Playing that with the Queen, yeah.
How can they play a mixture of Cards Against Humanity, Uno and Twister?
Do you remember that game Frustration? Did you ever play that?
Yeah. Oh, no, I reckon they play Operation.
Yeah, I was going to say Operation.
Yeah. I reckon the Queen loves a bit of Jenga as well.
Yes. And next.
1 in 10 Europeans were conceived in an IKEA bed.
Wow, this is an interesting one.
Hang on, it doesn't make it clear that it's not one bed. No, a very successful,
well used. 1 in 10 Europeans were conceived in the same IKEA bed.
A very well used bed.
I don't think, no, that would be ridiculous.
It would be one of those beds that when you move into a new rented place, you go, can you take the bed, actually?
Yeah.
I'll get my own. It looks like, it just looks sad.
Yeah.
It looks like it's the bed looks like it's seen too much.
Yes. The bed is crying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, oh, I know what you mean, in the spare room, generally. Oh, sad bed.
Oh, that's that.
Well,
bed.
Do you remember yours? don't look What's at this? Me like that. There's the place that you used to live in. And what was great is I always remember the sofa bed there which was always like a... I always used to think, God, I wonder how many famous people have slept here. Do you know what I mean?
Answer, none. What are you saying about my sofa bed?
No, I'm just saying it'd been there quite a while, hadn't it?
Celebrity sofa bed.
Was that the one that was propped up with tins?
Tins?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
It just fell apart, so I just put some tins underneath.
What sort of tins? Baked beans? Corned beef? What are you talking about?
Any 400 grand tin.
What, tins of paint?
Chopped tomatoes, whatever.
There was another time.
Replacing the legs, which had fallen off.
Did you see one of your beds in a sort of late night?
Yes, I did. No, that was my sofa, the sofa of doom that we used to have. I found it in some very unsavoury video online.
What do you mean?
We talked about this before on air?
I've never heard this before.
They obviously make them films now in my old flat. And I'd left the sofa.
Sorry?
They make films in my old flat. Yes. They must do. The one I used to live in when I did early mornings here.
Oh, my God.
So it's the same sofa, and I can tell by the glass panels behind it's the same. All sorts goes on in there now.
You can tell by the tins of chopped tomatoes holding the bed up.
No, that's a different one.
All right.
1 in 10 Europeans were conceived in an IKEA bed, real or no real?
Well, probably real.
Yeah, there are a lot of these
beds
about.
It's a mad fact, if true.
Yeah, there can't be that many. I'm going to go no real, Greg.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Real.
Oh, what a fact.
A statistic keeps re-emerging every time a posh magazine does a feature on the furniture store, but it's true. We found news stories about it on the BBC website from 2005, but now it's going around America too. Did you know they're also the third biggest buyer of wood in the entire world? Mm. IKEA. Okay, we'll play Blonde and Craig David, and then we'll come back with some more Real or No Real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Started out being friends. I had my girl and you had him. Who would have known where it'd end? Guess I'm holding you tight in the middle of the night after we just finished that making. We both waited, weathered the storm. Could have cheated, but knew that'd be wrong. Even though we came close. You out of my mind, I think I'm doing time. If I slip, you committed a crime. More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And I let you go. Girl, you're the truth. All alone, I was here for you. Waiting till the timing was right. Give me the green light. I'll show you, girl, what you've been missing. More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And I life can be so unpredictable sometimes. Gotta be ready to read between the lines too. You feel me? More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture. This right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And I let you go, no.
On Craig David, we are playing Real or No Real with Greg James. Is this true or not?
If you ask your phone to play that song I'm too embarrassed to admit I like, it will start playing out Ed Sheeran's Galway Girl.
Okay.
She plays the fiddle in an Irish band. She fell in love with an English man.
Yeah, I think it's at the end where it all goes dumb.
Riverdance.
Yeah, it basically is.
But also a little bit pirate. It's like it's everyone's there with sort of flagons of...
A yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Yeah, it feels a bit like that.
I mean, that is literally... I mean, that's it, literally it.
Yeah. It's very popular, though.
It's very popular.
Yeah. Another one! Ed Sheeran, if you put in your phone, play that song I'm Too Embarrassed to Admit I Like, it does start automatically playing Galway Girl.
I think that's a little unfair.
I do.
Ed Sheeran, I wouldn't say it's a bad one. I just, you know, it's what is it? Well, I can't remember. I do the chart. What is it? Three? Four? Three? Maybe? Two?
Thanks for remembering.
I can't remember. But anyway, it's there's way worse on my phone.
There's nothing wrong with saying it's not your favourite Ed Sheeran song.
Oh,
People get a little bit scared around Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, you can not like it. It's fine.
Oh, it's definitely one of his worst.
Which is still twice as good as a lot of other people.
It's like you can't say that. You can't really say it's not the done thing to say that you don't like a particular Adele song.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, you wouldn't publicly do that, would you, Scott?
No.
Well, Water Under the Bridge is one of her worst ones. It is, but that's not...
But it's still ten times better than the fact
that she's got some amazing...
Ten times
ones.
Better than a lot of what?
A lot of other artists.
It's not.
You know.
If that was Rachel Stevens, no one would bat an eyelid.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know,
that was a really bad example.
That was a ridiculous comparison to make.
I just didn't want to choose anyone current. Oh, that's awful. That's made it worse. I'm so sorry, Rachel.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Not in the charts at the moment.
So if you say play the song what is it?
Play the song I'm Too Embarrassed to Admit I Like.
I don't think you should be embarrassed about anything you like.
No,
you should be who you are.
Exactly.
You should never be. I hate it when people are like, this is a guilty pleasure.
I hate
that.
Just
enjoy
it.
Worst phrase ever.
Who cares? Yeah. No one's judging you.
There used to be loads of people like that who worked here. They've kind of weeded them out now.
They've gone.
Some of them.
Most of them.
There's still some at work.
There's still a couple of music snobs. not nearly as many as there were. God. Couldn't move for them one point.
Oh, it's more like a guilty pleasure. No, just enjoy it.
Yeah, just enjoy it. Don't be scared of pop music, please.
Live your life,
you
guys.
You can enjoy things.
Yeah, so it's allowed. You're allowed to say it's a good song, just it's not cool enough, yeah?
Well, so this is what we're saying, that the automated thing on your phone is judging you. If it is, I'm getting a new phone. Yeah. I think this is no real.
Okay, Chris?
I'm going to go no real.
Well,
that one is no real.
Not true, but if you do have one of those home personal assistants you can talk to, like Cortana, its microphone is always on. So if you're talking about your embarrassing love of Ed Sheeran in the vicinity, it will learn to associate the two and play Ed when you ask for that embarrassing song in the future.
So why would you put this in your house? I don't understand that. So this
on
thing's always listening
on your phone
to you. No, this thing is always listening at any time. It can hear all sorts.
Yeah,
Get rid of it. Get rid of
What's
it. Get
appeal?
Out of your house.
What is the appeal there?
It associates you with whatever, let's say it is Ed Sheeran, and it will ask for that embarrassing song in the future. It'll play Ed Sheeran. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Greg got 30.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow on our normal time slot, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.